I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 927. Hey, it's me! Have you ever had your phone ring, and then when you answer it, the person on the other end simply says, "Hey, it's me!" That's kind of strange, don't you think? I mean, who else would it be? It wouldn't make sense for him or her to say, "Hey, I'm somebody else!" There's a very important, reasonable, rational, relational reason for that greeting. Do you know what it is? Let's talk about it. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. And that has to do with intimacy of relationship. So why do people say, "It's me"? The answer is quite simple. You know who it is. And they know it. The relationship is so close and intimate that they don't need to say, for example, "Hi, my name is Tim, and I'm the pastor of Highline Christian Church in Burien, Washington, and I'm just calling to..." You don't need to say that. I've had to do that several times, but not with people who know me. If I'm calling my wife or my kids, I can say, "It's me," and just start talking without identifying myself because they know me. They recognize my voice. They don't need to say, who could this be? It sounds like a male, an adult, maybe a tenor or high baritone at best, an American accent, probably somebody I should know, but I just can't place the voice. Nope, they know exactly who I am. The same can be true with the voice of God. Jesus said in John 10, "My sheep know my voice." They recognize it. They respond to it. They follow it. They obey it. They come to it. Can you recognize the voice of God in His Word? You know, people say the Bible begins to come alive for them in new ways when they accept the Lord. Before, it was kind of a muddled mess as they read Scripture, but now it's much more understandable. Can you recognize the voice of God by His Spirit? The nudges to say, to do, to be, that come from abiding in Jesus. Obviously, recognizing a voice comes from hearing that voice over and over and over again over a long period of time. If we want to hear the voice of God and spend time with God, then the voice becomes more recognizable. I suggest you read the four Gospels. Read them over and over again. Hear the voice of Jesus. I encourage you maybe to use the Dwell app or some other way of audibly hearing the Gospels out loud rather than just in written form. Here's the great question. When was the last time you recognized the voice of the Lord speaking to you? Let's pray this prayer from faithword.org. I ask, Father, that only your Holy Spirit will speak to me now as I wait for you, for wisdom, for insight, and for direction. And whatever you show me or direct me to do, I pray I will quickly obey. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 928. And in the meantime, Lawrence Brewer of Bolton, England, had been diagnosed with a rare motor neuron disease, and he expected that one day he would lose his voice and be left with only the aid of a speech synthesizer. Concerned that a synthesizer will sound nothing like his own voice, he determined to record thousands of words, 1,600 to be exact. These words were stored in a computer program which will break down into individual sounds for use by the synthesizer to mimic the exact sound of Brewer's voice. Now, what was the impetus for such an undertaking? His 13-month-old son. Brewer is determined that his son will grow up hearing the tone, even the accent, of his dad's authentic voice. He is the key motivator for me to record my voice, so that if my voice is lost, he can still hear what his dad sounds like. I might be able to read him bedtime stories, because your voice is part of your identity. He can also hear what I sound like when I'm no longer here. You know, like the fingerprint, every human voice is unique to that person. What makes God's voice unique isn't so much the accent or tone, but the content. He has carefully recorded His voice for us on the pages of Scripture so that we will always have access to it. Science tells us that the human ear has over 1 million moving parts. Certain parts vibrate more than 20,000 times per second and can pick up sounds over a range of intensity that varies by 1 trillion. Intriguingly, the human ear can distinguish among some 2,000 different pitches. What an incredible instrument God has given us. Yet with all the human ear can do, its greatest ability is the capacity to hear the Word of God. So don't allow every other sound in the universe to drown it out. Listen carefully, podcast family. Listen intently for his voice, and it will break through the cacophony of life. Can you hear the Lord say, "Hey, it's me"?